So 50 years is a long time. Where do you get your inspiration?
Well, some things always come. Sometimes it starts with the lyrics, sometimes going over the Christmas stories and picking up some line, some phrase, some thought from that. Sometimes I start with the music and then find that lyrics come later. So it's happened many different ways that I've gotten these carols.
So of the 50 carols that you've written, that you've composed, are there a few that are your favorite that stand out to you?
There are. My one friend, he and his wife are music directors, and about 15 years ago, I wrote one called Where Are the Shepherds Going Tonight? And they so liked that they've sung it every year since. The choir has demanded it.
Well, that kind of leads me to the next question. What happens to these songs? Are they performed? Like, what ends up with the final product?
Well, let's see. I did record some of them, and they've gone to some different pastor friends that have used the music, choir directors that I knew, that type of thing. Community Church, Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Owosso, that's one church that they've used quite a few of my Christmas carols and a good number of other songs also. I've gotten small royalties from some of the Christmas carols. And then there were some really nice Christmas books put out by the Lutheran Church, Christmas books that included some of my carols.
Now, going back to the songs that you liked, you mentioned the one. Is there other ones that you liked a lot, or you just always like, wow, that one really stands out to me?
There are some others that I thought went quite well.
Well, you got to tell me what they are.
Oh, let me think. Christmas Is in My Heart, that was a very lively piece, and The Shepherds Danced was another carol title. The World Stands Still on Christmas Eve. So those are some of my favorites.
The world stands still on Christmas Eve. A holy silence falls on those who worship Jesus Christ.
All right, and so what's this year's carol?
This year's carol is Christmas Is Jesus Alone.
Do you mind going over to the little keyboard and playing us a little bit?
I'll take the second ending on this.
Bravo. Piano is not your main, or keyboard is not your main instrument.
No.
So what's your main instrument?
My main instrument is the alto sax, which I've played since about age eight. Then the other instrument that I picked up is vibraharp.
And tell me the story of how you ended up with vibraharp.
Well, when I was in seminary in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I had friends over in Boston at the Berklee School of Jazz, and one of them was Gary Burton, the world-famous vibraphonist, vibraharpist. He was given a new set of vibes each year if they could use his name for advertising, and he sold me his set very inexpensively. I always thought it'd be fun to play vibes, and that opportunity opened up, and I've enjoyed playing vibes.
Have you collected a book of all 50 in a row?
Yes, I have a book that has all the Christmas carols.
Do you think I'll get much money from Antiques Roadshow when I'm old and I take it? Do you think I'll get money for it?
It'd be a surprise to me.
I guess I just want to say, as a son to a father, thank you for sharing this gift and your love of music with me throughout my life. And it led me to creating and doing stuff musically on my own as well. So I just want to say thank you, Dad. I love you.
Love you. Thank you, Michael.
Merry Christmas. May God shine.